Hi, this is Daniel Garber the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Spring Film Festival season in Toronto. Inside Out continues the weekend featuring some more picks like Knocked, a Swedish psychological thriller about a lesbian widow who hears knocks in her apartment at night, and Being Thunder, a doc about a two-spirited genderqueer teen's experiences at a powwow. The Toronto Japanese Film Festival also starts today and runs through the month. More on this one next week. And Toronto Jewish Film Festival, featuring films from around the world, has just begun. This week, I'm looking at three new features from Malaysia, Latvia, and Canada about people with grand ambitions. There's a sign painter in Latvia who wants to be an artist. A Victorian explorer making friends with headhunters in Borneo, and a radical anti-apartheid feminist who wants to vote for Nelson Mandela. Edge of the World, directed by Michael Houseman. It's the 1840s in Sarawak, Borneo. James Brooke, played by Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, is an India-born British explorer collecting butterflies and plants to send back to the Academy. He arrives by ship on the shores of this island alongside his cousin Crookshank, played by Dominic Monaghan, and his nephew, young Charlie, played by Otto Farrant. But once he enters the jungle, once they enter the jungle, they're captured by warriors who celebrate victory by chopping off heads. Luckily, they are brought before two Malay princes to rule on their fate. Prince Makota, played by Bront Palkare, is aggressive and devious. He sees a chance to gain British guns and cannons. The younger Prince Bedruddin, played by Samo Raphael, on the other hand, likes Jane, as in lusts, a future ally and bed partner. He says James has semangat, a certain virility and vitality fit for a ruler. James, on the other hand, only has eyes for the beautiful Fatima, played by Atika Hasholan. But after a battle that he wins, the Sultan of Brunei makes him king, the Raja of Sarawak. But danger awaits at every turn of the river, with the snake people and double-crossing royals out to get him, and the British Empire, who would love to get their hands on the gold, coal, and spices there. Can James hold on to his kingdom and fight off enemies abroad and at home? Will he land up just another shrunken head? Edge of the World is an exciting adventure in Southeast Asia when most of the world was still colored pink. That's the British Empire. This is based on a true story celebrated at the time and told by Malaysians themselves. It includes Dayak music and dance and a multi-ethnic, multilinguistic cast: Malay, Chinese, Indigenous, Indian, and European languages. Far from a tribute to colonialism, the British, save for Sir James, come across as cruel, racist, greedy, and murderous. If you like historical dramas, this is a good one. The Sign Painter, directed by Viestura Kairis. Excuse my mispronounced Latvian throughout this review. It's the 1930s in a remote small town beside a river in Latvia. Ansis, played by Davis Suharevskis, is a gawky, gangly young man with a prominent nose who works with his father as a sign painter, but secretly wants to be an artist, painting on canvas, not words on doors and walls. His other secret is his love for a beautiful young woman. He visits Zisela, played by Brigitta Smuntova, Romeo and Juliet style, climbing up ladders to knock on her window. She's a modernist, often reading books on free love. But like Romeo and Juliet, they are torn apart by two forces. Her father, Bernstein, a local Jewish shopkeeper, played by Gundars Abulins, and Ansis's own group, his Catholic priests in particular. Neither want them to marry each other, and it doesn't help that he's poor. There are also others in this mix. The self-centered Naiga, played by Agnese Cirula, the literal girl next door. Her father owns the pharmacy next to Bernstein's shop. She has a crush on him. And then there's Andreas, a bombastic Baltic German who has the hots for Zisela. So who will end up with whom? But all of their young plans are up in the air when war comes, and the country, already under a fascist dictator, is invaded first by the Soviets and later by the Nazis. What are their fates? The Sign Painter is a tragic comedy about life in Latvia during the 30s and 40s as seen through the eyes of one young Latvian man. It starts out with a light humorous tone. A sign painter gets lots of work changing the name of the main street with different colors from green to red to black and fonts from Roman to Cyrillic to Gothic, depending which dictator is in charge. But about halfway through the movie, it takes on a much darker tone, as changing political whirlwinds bring arrests, deportations, and massacres. Based on a novel, it's laden with characters and unexpected plot turns. I like this movie. Loon, directed by Arturo Perez Torres and Aviva Armour Ostroff. It's 1994 in Toronto. Miriam, played by Aviva Armour Ostroff, is a single mom who is excited. She's a radical feminist, an artist, and a longtime anti-apartheid activist. She's generous and helpful, giving food and cover to random homeless people she meets and political dissidents. So why is she so excited? Her birthplace, South Africa, is about to have their first free election, and she wants to go back and vote for Nelson Mandela, her hero. Problem is, she is penniless. She lives in an apartment above a pawn shop, jobless and nearly friendless, though she has many, many sexual partners. And then there's her daughter, Eliza, played by Chloe Van Lanschot. Eliza is finishing high school and trying to get a scholarship to a Montreal dance academy. And she's dating Mike, played by Vlad Alexis, a naive young DJ with very well-established parents. Miriam says she wants to take Eliza and Mike with her to South Africa to witness democracy at work. Oh, did I mention Miriam and Eliza are white and Mike is black? So Mike is enchanted by Miriam's frenetic antics and thrilled by the idea of rediscovering his poetry, music, creativity, and inner blackness. Eliza, on the other hand, is pissed. What about her dancing? What about her boyfriend? She's seen episodes like this all her life. Miriam is off her meds again and in an increasingly manic state. So, even as her creativity and enthusiasm grows, so does her recklessness. Can they make it to South Africa and back in one piece? Or is this all just a pipe dream? Loon is a drama about an unusual family in Toronto in the 90s. It's an amazingly moving piece, a biting satire and an explosion of creativity from spoken word to art to modern dance. For example, Eliza retells her own story in the film in the form of a of a dance done by the actress Chloe Van Lanshaw. Vlad Alexis is perfect as the bourgeois black guy trying to get woke. But the center of it all, the main pillar in this movie, is co-writer, co-director, and star Aviva Armor Ostroff, who, as Miriam, pushes her boundaries all the way in a shocking performance grounded in politics that you rarely see. Miriam talks like a combination of Idina Menzel and Cornel West, with a good dose of cannabis-induced lunacy flavoring the whole thing. The title Loon divides the film into chapters, each marked by a different stage of the moon. Loon is a fantastic movie, and it's already won the 2021 Mickey Moore Award. Don't miss this one. Loon has its Canadian premiere at TJFF today and tomorrow. The Sign Painter has its Ontario premiere at TJFF on the 8th and 9th of next week. And Edge of the World opens today on VOD and all major platforms. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.